Hey everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever, bringing you another edition of Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. I just want to thank everybody for listening in on the previous broadcast that we've had, and just for the encouragement that you've given, and for those that have come back to say that they really appreciate the advice and that it's helping them. That means the world to me. Is definitely my mission and my hope that this would be a benefit to everybody. I want to thank Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio for producing our podcast. They do an amazing job, and some of the write-ups and things that they've done for me have been absolutely, completely outstanding. So I just want to say thanks for that. Today, we want to talk about the Sister Locks business, and, you know, talk specifically to those out there who are in the Sister Locks business as a consultant or considering coming into the business as a consultant. There's some things that I want to share with you about the training, about, you know, when you get done, you know, what to do next, and just the amazing business opportunity that it presents for us. The first thing that I wanted to say was I wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Cornwell, who is the creator of Sister Locks, and she is located and based out of San Diego, California. Dr. Cornwell has poured a lot of love and details into this business, and I just want to give her kudos because she, you know, tried something new, even with, you know, discouragers around and everything, she has created a means for us to have our own business and to thrive at our own businesses. As you may or may not know, I'm a certified Sister Lock consultant, and recently I became a brand ambassador for Sister Locks in July of 2019. And just to give you a little background on me, you know, I had absolutely no experience with hair at all. I did my daughter's hair when she was growing up, and she didn't even like it that much. But when my husband and I decided that we were going to retire in Panama, I knew that my Spanish was not too good looking, so I would need to be able to do something besides the administrative work that I have done pretty much my entire life. And I thought about the sisters in Panama because there wasn't a whole lot that I could see for natural hair for Black women in Panama. And with the rain and the humidity, I could see where sometimes it was a struggle just to keep a good hairstyle. So I said, you know what? What I'll do is I'll learn how to do Sister Locks, and then I will take this business to Panama. And I knew at that time, you're talking 2011, that Panama was not ready to embrace the whole natural hair process at that particular time. But I thought, you know what? Maybe by the time we're ready to move, I anticipated to be at least 6 or 7 years, that it would be they would be ready to receive it. And sure enough, you know, Panama has definitely grown in that direction. So I went and took the training. And I'll tell you this much. I was absolutely flabbergasted by all that the training entailed. Sister Locks training is 4 days. It is four pretty much 8-hour days of training. You'd be surprised at how much we learn in that time. And when I left that day, I said to myself, I will never get this. I will never get this. I just gave Sister Locks Corporation $1,500 for nothing because I just knew that I would never be able to catch on to it. But you know what? I decided that, you know, because I had invested the money, that I needed to give it a good college try. And that was April of 2012. It is now October 19th. And in those 7 years, I have had a miraculous, wonderful experience with this business. And we've been able to accomplish a lot of things and open up another location in Panama. And it's just been a great experience that I definitely want to share with you all. So I know what you're saying. Enough about you, girl. Let's get to the getting. How can I be successful in this business? So if you hang tight with me for just a minute or so, we're going to come right back with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I'm going to give you some pointers on how to get your business off the ground and be a successful Sister Locks business. Hang tight. Be right back.
Hello, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at delawareblogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.
Okay, and we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And talking about the Sister Locks business, the first thing that you want to do when you go to training, they will give you a mannequin. Please do yourself and anybody else that might be brave enough to sit for you to do your first installation, please finish that doll. You know, challenge and task yourself to finish that doll before you do anybody's hair. Okay, so that's the first thing that you want to do. You want to get your career started off right. You want to finish your doll. You want to let everybody, look, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody know what you are doing. You know, let them know that you are starting this Sister Locks business and that you are serious. You know, start building your Facebook networks and your Instagram networks, and because you're going to want to create a business page and then bring all of those people over to your business page. You need to decide what your pricing is going to be. So take a look and see what other people are charging in your area. See what other people with your skill set are charging in your area. Just a tip for you. If you are a brand new Sister Locks consultant, fresh out of training, do not come out charging what a certified Sister Locks consultant is charging after they've been in business for several years. It just does not make any sense, okay? So you need to figure out what your pricing is going to be. Then you're going to take that same list, you know, because now you're building up your social network and you're going to tell everybody, this is what I'm doing. I'm running a special, and try to get, you know, people to trust you to do their hair for the first time. Before you do anybody's hair, I'm going to need you to get a chair. Okay. A professional salon chair. Absolutely. You want to do that. You want to name your business. Think about what you want your business to represent. You know, think about, you know, what you want people to see when they see your business. So you want to start thinking about what your logo would look like, what your name would look like. And then you want to check to make sure that that name isn't already taken. You want to check with the State Corporation Commission, I want to say, and just Google and see who, make sure that no one has taken it. If you find a name that you like, just start using the trademark on it right away. Just, you know, the TM symbol, the subscript or superscript, and start using that with it right away. That just kind of shows your intention. And then when you do go to trademark your name and whatever logo you might decide on, the question on the application will be, when is the first time that you displayed this logo? I want you to consider a mentor or a coach. And just, you know, it's so much value in being with people who have already made some of the mistakes that you can avoid, you know, and don't be shy about having to pay these individuals, because the investment will help you build your business in a much faster and efficient way. And also, in today's time of social media and where reviews are absolutely everything, it is crucial that you not have people out here saying the things that you've done are incorrect. It is just not the way that you want to start your career. So consider investing in a mentor or a coach, okay? And we're going to get ready to take a break right quick, and we'll be back in just a minute with the conclusion of our podcast today and with some last minute tips. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I'm coming back to conclude this podcast. I hope that some of the tips that I've given you as far as starting your Sister Locks business have been helpful. You can always reach out to me for more information and also to learn more about the coaching services that I offer here and abroad in Panama. But just to add to the few things that I said before, it's like one thing that I didn't mention is you want to figure out where you want to work. And if you're going to work in your home, make sure that you have the proper permits and that you're set up correctly. If you're going to work in somebody else's shop, make sure that that shop will somewhat represent what you want to convey as far as branding your business, okay? Don't rush into things and start off on the wrong foot. Do your research. If possible, have your first client before you actually go to training. So when you decide you're going to take that training, you start looking for a client. The thing that I want to tell you too is to think big. When you are starting to make moves with regard to your business, remember, you are not doing hair. You are starting a business. And always keep that in mind. This is a business. This is not sitting on your mama's sofa with somebody between your knees doing their hair. No, baby, this is a business. And we need to always keep that in mind. And when you're doing things, remember not to think so small. When you're making moves, just say to yourself, how will this move look on a larger scale? When I'm big and large and in charge, you know, will this flow into my bigger picture? Just make sure that you have a bigger picture. You don't have to do everything at one time, but always be thinking ahead. And I think even with regard to your finances and keeping up with your ducats, make sure that you are putting yourself in a position that if you left your job and you were doing this full time, if you needed to get a loan, that you would be able to show the proper amount of income. I'll just tell you this real quick with your money. It might be cute, you know, to some to withhold the money that they're making as far as, you know, taking the cash and not really reporting it. And that's cute while you're getting that tax refund. Okay. But when you are in business and you need something, you need to get a loan. You can't have it both ways. You can't say I don't make no money, but I do. So just remember that. If you ever get to the point where you want to sell your business, no investor wants a business that's lost money every year that you've been in operation. So there's a ton of other things that we could explore. And we will come back and address deeper issues at another time. But for now, I am going to bid you well. Pray that you have a good and wonderful day. And let you know that you can follow us on Locks Forever. We're at Locks Forever on Facebook, Instagram, you know, Pinterest. Just reach out to me. Let me know what you're thinking, how I can help you. I think that it's important for us as people in the natural hair business to really come up on our game, to really start thinking of this as the business that it is. Sister Locks is one of the best businesses I've ever done. And I've done a few, but it was this one that allowed me to say goodbye, corporate America, in 5 years and be international in six. So, hey, holla at your sister if you want more information or if you have any questions. Have a good day, y'all. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Seriously. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Have a good day.